this is Casey.
Hey, Case, this is Keith with the old school dad side. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
I'm doing great. Happy anniversary, I understand.
Of course. It's 2 years, I think.
That's pretty cool. Can't believe 2 years ago we first started doing this. So it's I know we haven't done one in a little while, but that's okay. We've got some good topics to talk about at least. Big night tonight.
Yeah, it's the draft. So,
Was thinking too, we're gonna have to change the name of this pretty soon.
yeah.
Although technically you're still middle school, so even though you're not actually going to school physically. But anyway, next we have to make sure everyone knows when we change the name, huh?
Yeah.
So tonight's
So,
the draft.
yeah, it's the draft, and I have my mock draft today.
That's awesome.
This was made a couple days ago, so it's kind of outdated,
Outdated?
and there are no grades. Didn't feel like it.
How can it be outdated?
We'll see.
Well, we never know who's going to trade who's going to do what. It gets kind of crazy sometimes, but can do the best we can. Well, I look forward to it. We'll just this will be the topic, right? And then I'll just comment as we go.
And if
And
you hear any disturbances in the background, that's just a high school hanging out with his friends.
yeah, I'm trying to create a buffer, but if it's still coming through, let me know.
Okay, so the first pick we have the Bengals with Joe Burrow because of obvious reasons.
Yeah, I think they're gonna do it. They got to pretty much. They'll won't have any fans, a few fans they have left. So yeah, it'll be interesting. Works out perfect for them. I mean, him being hometown, and everything else going for him right now. So it's we'll see. They can put a team around him.
Yeah, and then at the second pick, we have the Redskins taking Tua.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, I'm starting to like this draft a lot better than I'm afraid the real draft's gonna go. But you think they're gonna jump up and surprise everyone, huh?
Not really. This was kind of just more me hoping.
Okay. That's fun. I like it. Well, we've talked about the fact that him being injured is like the worst thing that could happen to Lions fans. This draft would have looked so different if he just never got hurt and he was 100%, and the whole conversation would be different.
Yeah.
All right, so then what would the lucky Lions be doing?
They would be taking Jeffrey Okuda. I'm kidding.
Oh.
They're gonna take Chase Young, obviously.
Yeah, it's would be hard for them to mess up, although I still wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah. Then at four, I have the Giants taking Isaiah Simmons.
Okay. Think they're gonna
Then,
go for defense. I think the one thing about him that I just don't know enough about, because it reminds me a little bit of like Jabril Peppers. When he came out, like he's a safety, but he's not, but he is, but he's not. And I didn't realize that's kind of what I'm hearing more about Simmons, that I just hope he has a there's a good place for him.
yeah. Then at five, I have the Dolphins taking Herbert.
Oh, really? Is that their spot, or do they have to jump up to do that?
That's their spot. I
Okay.
didn't feel like making trades.
Do you think they're going to be just the last quarterback available? All right.
Then the Chargers at six are taking Jordan Love.
No, come on. I was going to say the Chargers would be crying because all the quarterbacks would be gone. Interesting. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know. I think they might just go with Tyrod Taylor, for a year or two if they can squeeze two out of them, and to see what happens next year or the year after. Especially if like a two is not there, but they are in need.
They should either tank for Trevor or sign Cam after the draft.
Yeah, I think Cam would be a good option, even as long as he's willing to come with realistic money and playing time, and willing to maybe be a backup and give Tyrod a chance. I don't know what Cam's, where his head is in that regard, but that'd be kind of cool, I think.
Then at sevens, the Panthers. I have them taking Akuda.
Wow, that would be great for them. That's good. I like that.
Then at eight, I have the Cardinals taking CeeDee Lamb.
Okay, you think they're going to take the D hop, saying if someone's just like me, I want him as a teammate? Is it something like that, what he said? I'd be curious. I really will if they just kind of mega mac out their offense. That would be interesting.
Then at nine, I have the Jags taking Mekhi Becton,
And he is who?
the Louisville tackle.
Okay, so they're going to go tackle. Yeah, the Jags are just like giving away their whole team. It's so bizarre. So I have no clue what they're, are they going to do that? That would be the smart thing to do, but they don't seem to be doing anything very smart lately.
Then the Browns at 10 taking Tristan Wirfs.
Another tackle. I heard that I don't know as much about that position, but from the few things I've heard, it's like a pretty strong offensive tackle draft. So that's good. All
And at 11, we have the Jets taking Ruggs.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to take some receiver, right? That their roster of receivers is laughable. So Ruggs. Okay, so you hear what sounds like a girl in the background. That's actually my high school son.
Then at 12, we have the Raiders taking Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. I bet you they would be happy with that. Seems like a Raider kind of guy.
Then the 49ers taking Justin Jefferson.
Ooh, that would be interesting. I
Best
didn't think of
receiver
that,
available.
but man, strong get stronger.
Then at 14, the Bucks take Jedrick Willis, the Bama tackle.
Bucks. Oh yeah, they better find somebody to keep Tom Brady upright.
And at 15, the Broncos take T. Higgins.
Broncos T. Higgins. Okay. Let's see. They have
Their
Courtland
need a
Sutton.
receiver.
Well, they have Courtland Sutton, and they just have nobody else.
Well, they said they were going to trade up to get Jerry Jeudy, but I didn't make trades, and that was just the best receiver there.
Okay. If that's what the talk is, then they'd be making a good pick there.
Number 16, we have the Falcons taking Derrick Brown.
Wow, man, if he drops that far, that is somebody's going to win big. But it reminds me a couple of years ago or last, a couple of years ago, there was a D tackle that kind of kept dropping, and someone just got a total steal. And I could see that kind of thing happening too, especially if people kind of they always go crazy over the quarterbacks too early, and someone's going to get a huge value with that guy. I think that guy's going to be just a star for a long time.
Then at 17, the Cowboys taking CJ Henderson.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Then the Dolphins taking Kalyvon Chasen. Jason.
Okay, what pick is that?
18.
So Dolphins have 5 and 18.
And 26.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know that. And what, who is that guy that you just mentioned? What position?
He's the linebacker out of LSU.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't recognize the name, but I know that yeah, he's a good one. Okay. Man, the Dolphins. They might actually have a team.
Then at 19, the Raiders taking AJ Terrell.
Okay. First of all, the Raiders have another pick.
Oh, yeah.
And who's that again? Are those all the picks they got for Amari Cooper? At least one of them. What? Who's this guy now? Is he another tackle?
Corner from what's called? He's a
Oh,
corner
the
from
Florida guy?
Clemson.
Clemson. I know Florida's got a real good D back too. I haven't heard his name yet. Or did you say his name already?
I may have.
Oh, that's the Dallas guy you said.
All right.
Maybe.
The
Oh yeah.
guy
Yeah,
Dallas.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Then at 20, I have the Jags taking Javon Kinlaw, who's just gonna be absolute steal.
Yeah, you think? How come?
He's just better than everyone. He's like Chase Young, but doesn't get as much attention because he's not Chase Young.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's a high praise. That'll, man, but I just don't want him, someone like that to go to the Raiders.
I'm good
I
at
don't know
that.
why I'm anti Los Angeles or Las Vegas Raiders, but I guess it's just John Gruden.
Then at 21, I have the Eagles taking Laviska
Okay, so is he their next best receiver available?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see Chenault, although I think Denzel Mims might be good. Chenault kind of reminds me when they describe him of like James Washington kind of guy, where he's kind of stronger, stockier, may even be able to run the ball some. But I liked him a lot, you know, when he was a junior in college. And I know he got hurt and people were kind of down on him, but he could be dynamic.
Then at 22, I have the Vikings taking AJ Epenesa,
Okay, and he is.
the Iowa at the end.
Oh, yeah, okay. I wonder if the Vikings want a receiver. They lost Stephon Diggs. Be interesting to see, just, I mean, at this spot, I like what you said. I was wondering to see if they're going to try to move to try to get one of those top receivers. I don't know if that's their style or not.
Then I have the Patriots taking Kenneth Murray at 23.
I could see, you know what? It's a good one, I think. I think he's their kind of, they like those, that style of linebacker,
Yeah, and they're just gonna wait till like the sixth round again and take like Shea Patterson or Brian Lewerke or somebody.
right? No doubt, Brian Lewerke. That'd be awesome. He becomes the next Tom Brady. And we have to hear from Michigan State fans for 20 years.
Then at
Okay.
24, I have the Saints taking Jalen Hurts.
Really? Man, that would be pretty cool. I think Jalen Hurts is the quarterback to have out of this draft. I hope he gets a chance and proves himself. He just always gets knocked back and comes back and steps up. So guy, I like a guy like that who's faced a little adversity, although he's had a lot of success, but still he sort of lost his job and transferred, and I look at that as adversity and him kind of being able to bounce back. So I don't know the guy much about him, but for some reason I root for him. I like the Saints, so
Then at 25, the Vikings didn't want any brotherly competition, so they traded away Stephon Diggs so they could take Trayvon Diggs.
oh, the Vikings have us two picks like close by like that.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right. That's funny.
Then I have at 26 the Dolphins taking DeAndre Swift.
Wow. You think he's gonna go? You haven't even mentioned your guy yet.
I know. I'm saving that.
Okay. This is one you hope, so I like it. DeAndre, I know the Dolphins, their running backs are pretty much horrible. So yeah, they better take a running back before too long.
Then at 27, I have the Seahawks taking Yetur Gross-Matos.
Okay, don't know what you just said.
He's the Penn State DN.
Oh, I saw him. Yeah, they were doing some playback of the combine yesterday, and I saw him. Okay, you know what? Okay, that guy. Okay, he's like, I'm sorry. Now I know who you're talking about. My favorite guy in the draft. I saw a thing on ESPN, I think it was. I was just kind of flipping through one afternoon during quarantine here, and they were doing some deeper like looks at some of the draft picks. And that guy, oh my gosh, his like dad died when he was like three. Just,
yeah, or like
he was just drowned. It was just like a total accident. It sounded like he was like a great guy, great dad, he had a great family. And then his brother was his like best friend. They grew up together, you know, looked up to him. They were close in age, did everything together. And then when he was like 12, when his brother was like 12 at a little league baseball game, like got hit by lightning holding a bat and died instant. Like, oh my gosh. And this guy's standing there, you know, he saw it. And then he went on from there. So, I mean, that's like serious life adversity that I wish on nobody for him to be able to continue on and accomplish what he has. I just totally root for him. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So Seahawks, you said?
Even
better than I would love that.
At 28, I have the Ravens taking Zach Bond.
Zach Bond, who's he?
A Wisconsin linebacker.
Oh, okay. Ravens linebacker. Ravens are going to be loaded, dude.
Yeah. At 29, I have the Titans taking Raekwon Davis.
Okay. I like that. Titans 29. I kind of totally forgot about the Titans. Or that they would have that lower draft pick they did good last year.
At 30, I have the Packers taking Patrick Queen.
Who's that?
The other LSU linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Huh. I got to replace Blake Martinez, so I could see that.
At 31, I have the 49ers taking Ross Blacklock.
Sure. And he's who?
The TCU. The TCU D tackle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Then at 32, I have the Chiefs. So I had to say John Taylor for the Chiefs.
Nice. That would be awesome. Could you imagine, dude? Oh my God.
I know.
That would be so awesome. And I could see it. I could see it. Man, they get richer even more, but that would be just so much fun. Now, did the Steelers not have a first round pick?
Nope.
I wonder how they lost the pick. Where were they would have given it up? And
is a good question.
What's that?
That is a good question.
Because I thought of them maybe as a landing place for Taylor.
Yeah, a lot of people have him going in like the third round to the second and third round.
Oh my gosh. If whoever gets him, especially if he goes out of the first round, which is criminal, that guy's so good. I mean, he's basically, I don't think, I think he's as good as Saquon. If not better. And Saquon was what, the number two pick? Three pick or something?
Anyway. Yeah, he has.
What was pick with Saquon?
Two. And he has the second highest next gen stats draft grade, only to Albert Mizzo tight end.
Oh, yeah, that tight end dude. Yeah, again, he's phenomenal. I know it's everyone's down on running backs now. Oh, you don't need to draft a running back high. Oh, you can find a running back anywhere, blah, blah, blah. That he's going to just totally save somebody. Probably a few other running backs, too, I think, that are getting no respect, but in favor of guys like Jordan Love and Justin Herbert. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an old school guy wearing a Gale Sayers jersey. So, you know, I guess that puts me in a category. very cool, dude. So maybe you're going to keep track of where the real picks are compared to these.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is great. I can't wait for tonight. I think it's going to be most interesting event made, not made for TV, but made for TV. So, looking forward to the draft coming up in a few short hours. And I think that's about it. Is that it for right now?
I think that's it.
All right, why don't you hit up your Twitter just in case. I think we changed it since last time, or if you don't remember what it is, that's okay too.
I remember. Okay, so I don't remember my Twitter, so I think it's time to head out.
Well, let me look it up. I can get it in like 3 seconds, or they can send it to my Twitter if they wanted to. Old under,
Yeah, let's do that.
okay, at old underscore school dad, old than the underscore school dad on Twitter, and message us. We'd love to know who's listening. We hope you're doing all right during this quarantine pandemic, and we're glad to be able to get back online with you, buddy. And look forward to the draft.
Yeah, so I think that's it. I think it's time to head out. So this is middle or technically high school signing out.
Technically, he still has some classes to get through. And this
Yeah,
is old school saying, be safe.